Are you playing either side, Dodgers or 155 comeback, 135, Morton against Bueller?
No, I didn't play it. I made the price 165 and 7.5, so it's right in line with my numbers. I the Dodgers are just so loaded. You've got to think they're going to find a way to win four games here, but Charlie Morton's been great in the postseason, so can't rule out the Rays. Kevin Cash continues to push all the right buttons. It's just too much of a price for me to lay against the Tampa Bay team.
Why not the over? We've had 10 runs and 11 runs in the first two games.
Well, for one thing, the roof's closed because of the weather, and the ball does not seem to carry very well in this ballpark with the roof closed. And I also think that Tampa did break out a little bit last game, but it wasn't against this pitcher. And, I mean, Morton's just not giving up anything in the postseason. And we know Morton already knows his job. He's going through the lineup twice, and then he's going to be done. So he lets it all hang out for the first four or five innings. I kind of lean, if I had to bet the game, I'd take it under.
Dave, I was making the case earlier today that I actually think this series is kind of going to be a higher scoring over series, but this game where you have these two guys, you have Bueller with that fastball against a lineup that's really aggressive and swings at everything, and you have Morton in his form, like this is the one game I would kind of look at this under, but I think the rest of the series would probably be more over. I don't think these bullpens have been operating at a really high level. What do you think of that analysis?
I don't disagree with it, and it does seem as though the roof does matter in this ballpark. It really carries when the roof's open, but not so much when it's closed, so stay tuned on that. They want to keep it open, but I guess the weather was so bad there tonight they had to close it.
Strikeout totals for the pitchers, just to play a prop. Bueller over 7, there's a price on that, 130. Morton over 5.5, minus 125, but as you said, Morton may not go more than 5. Do you like either side on that, the over or the under? 7 Ks for Bueller, 5.5 for Morton.
I'd probably, just guessing, but I'd look at the over on Bueller because this team will swing and miss, and the under on Morton.
All right. Dave Kochan with us, wagertalk.com. All right, Dave, are you in action tonight? Did you jump on Big Ten action right out of the gates with Wisconsin now 20.5 against Illinois?
No. If I had, it's too early to lay that many points. I thought Illinois got a little bit fortunate in some games last year, and I'm not sure they're going to win as many as they did. Their defense does look pretty good, though. And Wisconsin will probably keep it conservative like Wisconsin does. So that number might be a little bit high, but not enough for me to play it.
Why'd you say is that a general thought? It's too early to lay that many points? What does that mean?
I think the defenses could be a little ahead of the offenses. They've had a lot of time to look at game film of what the other team's doing offensively. And I tend to think that for a week or so in the Big Ten, you might see the defenses have a bit of an edge.
You know what's funny? If you had said that about the Big 12 and the SEC, I would have laughed at you. And as it turned out, yeah, the offenses were just fine. But you're right. The Big 10's a unique conference and doesn't always have the most high-powered offenses. And especially at the quarterback position, not everyone has a real good quarterback in the Big 10. So a lot of the offenses are kind of stuck in the mud.
Yeah, and you might also say the same thing about the Mountain West because, I don't think that anybody considers the Mountain West to be the best offensive league in the country.
Do you have a play in the Mountain West? Was there something you liked?
There's a couple of games I liked. I didn't play either one, but I think Air Force, I'm impressed with the job that's been done at San Jose State, but I don't know if they're ready to take on an option in their first week. Yep. And Air Force at least has that game under their belt. Give Wyoming a bit of an edge, but they're tough to lay points with because, you know, they play the same style all the time, and they're not a team that's going to win by margin. And I wouldn't be surprised if UNLV at least hangs a number against San Diego State. I don't think they're going to win the game, but they might be able to keep it within a touchdown or 10 points. I don't think they're going to get blown out necessarily.
You want to lay 22 with Alabama at Tennessee?
Not that number. I think the earlier number was strong. 19.5, 20 in that range, I think it was good. Now you don't need more than 3 scores. Tennessee is a complete mess right now. They fired one of the assistant coaches over the weekend. The quarterback play is awful. And they just look like a team that's lost their way. And, I mean, Alabama is off a huge, huge game against Georgia, but this team doesn't have letdowns very often. Saban's too good for that. Alabama can probably name the score here.
I know how you feel about Syracuse, but I'm going to ask anyway. Better bet, Syracuse plus 46.5 against Clemson or Nebraska plus 27 now against Ohio State?
Oh, I'd say Nebraska. I didn't bet it, but West is pretty good, actually. I mean, you know, they might only end up 4-4 with their schedule, but I think they're a borderline top 25 team. And if the offense doesn't turn the ball over, they could be better than that. Nebraska's got some talent, especially on the defensive side. They're getting there.